Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I did take the time this weekend to watch the Diddy documentary on Netflix.
All four? You done?
All four.
Okay,
I'm done.
Me too.
So now I'm going to ask you a question. And I don't know how much you were into this in real time. For me, it was like the prime of my music listening and just becoming, you know, a borderline adult, you know, starting to drive in high school and all that stuff.
Some would say you're still a borderline adult.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm right there with you.
Go ahead. Right. Semi-functioning adult. So I was really into it. I loved Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Biggie, but I loved Tupac more. Anyway, so I asked you this question. Do you think Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever, killed Tupac?
I mean, it connects, you know. I mean, it's hard not to put it that way. It's hard not to.
Dude, everywhere this guy goes, somebody's either dying or going to jail.
I didn't know that he was quite like that ruthless, like with the violence, you know.
Because he played Mr. Softy on the air.
That's
on his
records.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah,
he was Puff Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody took him seriously.
Like commercial, like mainstream Puff Daddy. When I look at like the rap now again, so to me, I mean, listen, Biggie was phenomenal, but to me, it was more the West Coast stuff when like Doggy Style. I was in college early when Doggy Style dropped. Like that would be, we would just fire up that CD before we go out, like just to get ready.
Yeah.
So that was my stuff, and I always thought like the violence, you know, was going to emanate from the West Coast, like whether it's N.W.A. I'm talking about back in the day.
Suge
Knight, of course. There's no doubt.
I used to have one of those. You know, you could go to like the flea market and get like the fake chains.
No, you didn't. Did it say Death Row?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I had the Death
Gold?
Row, man. No, silver.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you wear it?
I was a big Tupac guy underneath, not like out, like I'm Suge Knight, but I had the Death Row. Yeah.
That's one of the wildest things I've ever heard.
Remember I told you my Corvette, my first car, I had a Tupac like sticker I put on my window. I was big at the Tupac back then.
I would listen. And again, Biggie's from here, you know, all respect and great performer. But I was like, if I was at a party back then and Biggie versus Tupac came on, Tupac was, that got me going.
Okay,
Dre,
right.
Snoop, Tupac. I was more into the West Coast. Anyway, I learned so much and things I just, you know, you almost don't want to know because now that you know them, you can't unremember or misremember them. It was
like Suge hanging
wild.
Vanilla Ice off the... Remember
well, that?
That
I knew. I saw that somewhere else. When he just over the over the balcony.
About the Diddy thing specifically. Yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, dude. Even the Biggie death.
Yeah.
There's some thought that he might have had something to do with it because
how he dragged him out west to Hollywood for that. They were supposed to go to London. Remember that? They were supposed to go to this London tour to promote the new album. And Biggie's like, I don't want to go out west. We're not welcome here. They don't want us here. And I guess apparently, no. And Diddy's like, you're going. We're going. You're going.
And what happens after Biggie gets killed?
Yeah.
Puff Daddy becomes even bigger than before.
Yeah,
and the fact that he wasn't paying his artist anything.
That was surprising.
The people that he worked with closely all those years, like, what the hell?
How about the diss track that that Tupac had on Biggie's wife?
I remember that one. Hit him up. Yeah,
that's about as bad as it gets. But
I used to love that song.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I learned a lot, pretty wild, and a lot of stuff I can't relate to. Some you could. But just crazy stuff.
Let's get back to your calls on the Mets. BT and Sal on the Fan 80.
Yeah, it's a different format these last couple of shows I'm at.
D. Sternsy. Bill is calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Bill?
Benny.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are we all doing today?
Good.
We're good. What's up, Bill?
Okay, so let me say, the Yankees had the core four. Remember back in the day? This is going to be the core no more. Getting rid of them. Bye, Nimmo. Alonzo's right to follow, so is McNeil. You guys, I like the schoolable stuff, but the Mets ain't getting school, but let's get realistic.
Why?
I can see them getting... I don't see Detroit pulling the trigger.
Okay, but then he's a free agent after the end of the year.
Then we address it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dan. I'm talking about just this season. I like what you're going. A lot of stuff. I like what you're saying. I don't see him getting schoolboy. I see him getting Peralta. Another player who I would love to see him go get is a trade. Go get Durant from
Red Sox. I don't. He's not as good as I thought he was. He's a little flawed player. There was like a year or two. I loved the man. I love his energy, but I don't know that he's as refined a ball player and as efficient as some people think he is.
Bill, you want Pete back?
But he's hard nosed. No, that's my next level. I'm getting rid of all the soft players. Durant's not a soft player. He plays hard. He plays aggressive. Another guy. Get rid of Lonzo, and I'm bringing back Schwarber.
Yeah,
I mean, get Schwarber.
And thank you for the call, Bill. See, I can be talked into it. In my mind, I'm thinking I want Pete for obvious reasons. We've gone over this. None of them have to do with homegrown mad or emotions or the record. I could not care less about that. I just believe that their lineup is better with Pete Alonso in it, and he can give you some versatility, meaning play first base a little bit, and DH. That's something that Schwarber can't do, and he's proven in New York. So not that I worry about Schwarber not being proven in New York, but he's no versatility, flexibility, whatever it may be. With all that being said, you can definitely paint me a picture where I'd be more than excited about going into the season with a team with Kyle Schwarber in their lineup versus Pete Alonso.
Yeah, the question, though, is who's playing first base at that point? If it comes back to if it's Jeff McNeil, we can't have Jeff McNeil playing first base.
Now, you know,
can't watch Jeff McNeil play first base for the Mets.
You know I went
regularly.
Nuts. You know I went nuts about that when that first came out?
Yeah, as you should.
Okay, but what if I tell you that they get Schwarber to DH?
Yep.
It's a platoon with McNeil and Vientos at first base. Again, like to me, that's the worst thing in the world. The worst thing the Mets could do would have McNeil and Vientos be first. But if they go get the proper pitching, if they get Schwarber and make him your DH, and they get an outfielder, whether it's Bellinger or other, forget Tucker for a second.
Yeah.
Could you not live with McNeil and Vientos at first if they upgrade everywhere else?
I would just like to know the other option. So, like, Pete is back versus what would it be? Like, no, what you just said is fairly appealing because you got the bat that I've identified
for
them.
I
love Schwarber. You're going to get a better rotation. How deep they go in the pool, we'll find out. But they're going to be much more aggressive than they were a year ago, so the rotation will be better. And then, did you mention Diaz in that equation, or you still like Diaz?
Not.
I didn't think you did. Okay. An outfielder,
right,
which they need.
Let's say Diaz is back.
Yep, yep.
You know, so you lose Pete, but you replace him with Schwarber.
Yep. So, and Schwarber's going to hit more home runs than Pete. He's just a better home run hitter. I mean, Pete's really, really prodigious, but, you know, I think he's more Schwarber.
I guess it comes down to, is there a world where I could be okay with a platoon of Vientos and McNeil at first base? And the answer would be yes. But that world would include two top starting pitchers, Diaz coming back, a legitimate outfielder, and Kyle Schwarber. And now it's possible,
but that's
a lot.
I mean, I don't love it, but I also feel like they just need to get rid of McNeil. I mean, from a chemistry point of view. I mean, if he can't get along with Lindor, I mean, that's on both of them. But, I mean, how long are we going to keep kicking this can down the road?
Yeah, but if there's
friction between, you know, your pseudo-captain-ish or, you know, kind of... And one of your best players and another guy who's pretty selfish and a little petulant. I mean, let's face it, McNeil acts like a baby. Like, he really does. He acts like he's almost like a modified version of Greg Jeffries.
Not as good a hitter.
True, minus that. He's not quite as emotionally volatile as Jeffries was. And I remember watching, I'm a little bit older, so I saw Jeffries, and you saw Greg too, right?
Yeah, it was my first, like, favorite player.
But when Jeffries was coming up, he was you know, fiery, but he was young. He was in his 20s, very, very early, had a lot of emotional maturing to do. What's McNeil's excuse? He's in his 30s. He's not going to change.
Right, but he's got one more year left. And you know me, dude. Come on, we've talked about this forever. Even before you and I were paired together, I was on SNY saying they should trade Jeff McNeil for years. He's been driving me nuts. Now I don't think is the time to trade him because he's going to be a bench player, a platoon player. They got a second. He's not going to be a full-time player.
I think that's even worse. I think he's going to brood and be that sulking figure. I mean, at least one thing, when McNeil's healthy, McNeil plays. If you're telling me he's coming back in a reduced role and he's going to play less and he's just going to sit up there, like, you know, maybe start three times a week, whatever it might be.
Maybe more than that, a little left, a little first, a little third, maybe a little second.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a little versatility. I don't think he's horrible. In center field, no. When they put him out there for middle leg, that can't happen. Left field, sure. You know, second base, you want to mix it up a little bit. All right, here and there. Okay, fine. See, I think that equation is largely dependent upon what player Vientos is. Like, if you tell me that Vientos goes back to what he was 2 years ago,
now you could live with
that. I'm like, okay, that's a lot more appealing. If you tell me Vientos is the player, and he did finish the season pretty well. If you tell me Vientos is going to absolutely become the player that he was the first 4 months of this last season, and McNeil's the other guy at first base, I like it a lot less. But I just think, listen, I don't think the Yankees make a ton of moves. I think the Mets are going to be so active. And I've said that.
BT and Sal on the Fan will work some football into the conversation when we come back, as well as continuing with your calls at 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.